Welcome back to For the Love of Food, Michael Warren Thomas, and pre-recording this at the Westside Farmers Market, which is on Tuesdays from 4 to 7:30. It's my home farmers market. It's the one where I helped set up, and one of the founding members of this market. And we have a new vendor this year who is selling navy bean pie. It's Asad Muhammad, also I think our youngest vendor. Asad, how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
And when did you decide that you want to start a business making, as a baker, I guess, but specializing in navy bean pie?
Well, it goes back to my family, and because we're Muslim, and our ethnic, you know, dessert is the navy bean pie. And my mom, she's always been in the kitchen, so I grabbed on to cooking, and so I like to bake the navy bean pie, and this is why I started the business.
And what's the most frequent comment you hear when people get a sample that you have to taste? What do they say?
A lot of people say, who would have known that it would taste this way? Yeah.
It's some great spicing. Is this from your mother's recipe, or an older relative that came down in the family, or did you develop your own spicing for it?
I've actually came up with my own spicing, because my family, my mom has a recipe, but I sort of, you know, messed around with recipes that we've been using, and so I came up with my own. Yeah.
Spicing is spectacular. The crust is really good, too. Is that hard to master, the crust?
Yeah, it is, because you got to make sure that, you know, because a Taste of Supreme Bakery really want to give the nutritional value along with the navy bean. So making sure that the crust is nutritionally beneficial is very important. So.
Is it whole wheat? Or some whole wheat flour in it?
Yes, there is whole wheat flour.
And so what's healthy about navy bean pie? Beans are a protein. They're good for you?
Yeah, the navy bean is very good for if you're trying to moderate your sugar levels. It's really good for it's a really good protein food, as well as it's really good for, like, if you're trying to lose weight, because beans help you lose weight. A lot of benefits from the navy bean.
So it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yes, yes.
And it tastes a little bit like pumpkin pie, sort of along those lines. And from the people I've talked to, they're surprised there are beans in it. They don't, they're pureed, so you can't really tell they're beans. It doesn't really taste like beans.
Yeah, that's the sort of trick to the navy beans, because we're trying to get people... you know, people like to eat desserts, but it's choosing the right desserts that people should try to do. And that's what the Taste of Supreme Bakery is all about, choosing the right desserts.
So you have little samples people can try on a toothpick. They can get a couple pieces for $4, I think, and then the full pie is $10?
Yes.
I know these prices because I've been buying a bunch of them. And you do a carrot cake, too.
Yes, that's right. Traditional carrot cake, cream cheese, frosting, raisins, pineapple. Yeah.
No nuts, though.
Yeah, no nuts.
And are you going to add other things to your repertoire, or are you going to concentrate on navy bean pie and the carrot cake for now?
For now, we're doing the navy bean pie, but we are looking to expand our product selection. Yeah.
Any idea what might be coming? Are you looking for suggestions?
Right now we're doing apple pie, but mostly it's by order. We're trying to get it, you know, where people can just purchase it at the market, as well as other fruit pies and banana pudding and things.
Banana pudding. Cool. And can people buy your pies somewhere else other than the Westside Farmers Market on Tuesdays? Do you sell it at any stores or other markets?
Right now we're doing the Westside Farmers Market, like you said, and on Wednesdays from 4 to 7, we are at the Monroe Village Farmers Market.
All right. And how about, can people call and order a pie, or have you save one for them at one of the markets?
Sure.
How do they reach you?
I have a flyer when they come by the market. It has all my contact information. I'm also on Facebook. Just type in A Taste of Supreme Bakery.
What's the name?
A Taste of Supreme Bakery.
A Taste of Supreme Bakery.
Yes. Yes.
And the again, the pie is available all summers. And when the markets are done in October, we have to find a place where people can buy your pies. Find you a spot at Abundance Cooperative Market, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, a great idea.
So, aside, now is this, obviously, you got schoolwork, though, come the September, too.
Yes, and I'm working on juggling my business as well as school. So, it's really something that I'm looking forward to do, school and business.
Well, it's an education in of itself, and you get the customer feedback. It's nice that they can sample it. You can see what their reaction is right away.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. And this is great to have you at the Westside Farmers Market, also the Monroe Village Market on Wednesdays. Stop and hope people say hello to you. Thanks, Asad.
You're welcome. Thank you.